Good morning. 7 o'clock straight up. On Friday, July the 20th, 2019. When I got up this morning, I saw it was already 74 degrees, and I knew that I needed to move. It was already after 6, but around 6:30, I finished up with my meager first breakfast and got my clothes on. So I'm trying something new today. Gail sent me an email. It said, try your peanut butter toast without the peanut butter. See how that does for you in terms of feeling hungry later. So, yeah, it wasn't as interesting, but it was really peanutty. So we'll see. In other news, I weighed in last night, 171. Try to stay on the beat here. Between the diet and the exercise, it seems to be working. Driving my weight down. That extra 400 calories every day coming off because of the walking is beginning to show a real difference, I think. So even though I may be eating a little more, it's not by much. I target a 1,500 calories a day, 1,800 calories a day. And I also had a friend. I kicked my butt yesterday. So how's the riding going? And I have to be honest, I didn't have the riding open. And haven't for probably a week. So what changed? Why aren't you writing? Lost a beat again. And I think the lymphoma scare was the point where I said, what am I doing? And unfortunately, the answer was nothing. And instead of being a wake-up call, it says, your time is limited, buddy. If you're going to write all these books, you better get going. It became, how do I want to spend the rest of my life? Which led to Stardew Valley. Sadly, it led to Stardew Valley. After a re-immersion into Eve. Oh, yeah. So I have to kind of recenter. And she reminded me of the Zen question, the meditation question. How did it make you feel? I think I actually said that yesterday. Switched feet again. I don't know how I do that. The woodblock metronome has two tones. It's because of tick-tock sound. Another tick is on my right foot. It wasn't my left foot. I don't know. I lost track while I was talking. But how did it make you feel? How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? How did it make you feel when you got that last sentence of darkness done? How did it make you feel when the words flow? How did it make you feel? So I fired up Scrivener, and it prompted me to do an update, so I let it do the update. And I left it open overnight. So it was the first thing I saw this morning when I came to the computer. But knowing that I had to get my clothes on and get out on the sidewalk, like, immediately, I didn't get into it. So we'll get this taken care of. I'll try to put in an hour or two this morning. Tony Pirano was on the track of Women Shaman. Post. I lost half a second on that. That's where I lost it.
Morning.
Morning. Get a little breeze. It is warm. But I still got a lot of shade here. The first mile's the hardest. The first mile's the hardest getting. I noticed it at night. Getting on the treadmill in the evening, there's that moment where, am I going to walk today? Am I going to walk tonight? Am I going to sweat tonight? And to be honest, I try not to answer that question. I try not to ask it. It's the asking is the problem. I try to just sort of roll it into the daily habit. So I cooked dinner, cleaned up the kitchen, I get on the treadmill. And dinner has been later lately. It hasn't been at 5 o'clock, it's been at 6 o'clock. But I can still usually have dinner out of the way and the kitchen cleaned up before 7. I have to start it at 5, but that's all good. For about a year, I was cleaning out the drainer at the end of the episode, so that when you get up in the morning, the kitchen was clear, the deck was ready. But I've gotten lazy lately, and I tend to leave the cooking pot sitting in the drainer until the next day. I use the same 3 pots over and over again, so So there's that. Seriously offbeat here. I'm less concerned with staying on the beat as I am with staying on the pace. Walk along the park. It's a nice breeze. Right in my face where I need it. Now some of the thistles have started to go to seed already. Some white blossoms coming up on the spiny poppy. A lady walking three dogs. It's a big dog and a smaller auxiliary dog. And pulling up the rear is a little black dachshund. And that dachshund is working, trying to keep up with the longer legs. Oh well. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.